AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Confederate flag is no longer visible on the statehouse grounds in Columbia, South Carolina. A crowd was there to see it happen and to say goodbye. Among those to see it happen, Denise Quarles. Her mother, Myra Thompson, was one of the nine people shot and killed at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston.
This is history. Unfortunately, what happened to them, that was bad, but some good is coming out of it.
The alleged gunman in Charleston has been seen in photos with the Confederate flag. There's a big party going on in New York. It's a ticker tape parade along the stretch of Broadway called the Canyon of Heroes for the U.S. women's soccer team, winner of the Women's World Cup. In Detroit, cancer doctor Fareed Fata was sentenced to 45 years in prison. He pleaded guilty to a scheme to collect millions from insurance companies by putting hundreds of patients through treatment they didn't need. The judge heard stories of brittle bones and fried organs. The doctor offered no excuses in court. At the nuclear talks in Vienna today, Iran is accusing the U.S. of shifting demands. The country's foreign minister dismissed a warning that the U.S. is ready to quit negotiations, saying it's counterproductive. Omar Sharif has died. The star of Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago was nominated for an Oscar. In a 2004 interview, Sharif said he wanted to live for today and not look back.
I want to live every moment totally and intensely.
Omar Sharif died of a heart attack in a Cairo hospital. He was 83. On Capitol Hill today, the House approved a bipartisan bill that would speed federal approval of drugs and medical devices and boost biomedical research. A strong showing today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 229 points. This is AP Radio News. For the first time ever, an electric plane has flown over the English Channel. Airbus's plane flew from Lille, England, and landed in Calais in France. Jean Botti with Airbus says this is just the start.
It's a big stepping stone, and it's going to meet the roadmaps that we have established. And this one is the first little thing that we need to go to get to the big thing.
The plane operates exclusively on battery. Since there is no oil or water, the jet releases zero emissions. Minions hits theaters today, and at times you don't really know what they're saying.
Topolino l'arrabbiata?
Some customers at McDonald's think a Minions Happy Meal toy that talks is using curse words. McDonald's says it's all nonsense words.
Si, villain-con.
Villain-con.
McDonald's says they have no plans to pull the Minions Happy Meal toys. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.